COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
Take my advice. Oh, woman, you've got to choose. Take a little time. Here on CILU 102.7 from the Roundup on Wednesday nights. This is Justin and Connor, and that was Dan Auerbach with Shine On Me, preceded by Poco with You Better Think Twice off their 1971 live album. That was Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina on lead vocal on that one. And Dan Auerbach after that of the Black Keys. Saw them a few years ago. They put on a really good show at the MTS Center in Winnipeg, and just a really good garage blues rock band. Connor, what do you got to say about the Black Keys?
Well, I was meaning to see them on May 15th as well, but we all know what happened to that. And what can I say? Great band. I've never actually had the chance to see them live. Well, I have had the chance, but I wasn't as into them at the time. And then all of a sudden I was like, well, tickets for that concert they had in Winnipeg in 2013 were expensive, and I was a little short on funds, so I was like, well, next time they come to Winnipeg. And then they took 5 years to make the next album. But great band. I love their discography from all the way back in the early 2000s to where they're at now. And
yeah, and you introduced me to some of their older music. I really had only known them for their most commercially successful albums. And yeah, that older music, some of that, really just a guitar and a drum.
Yeah, it's really just two instruments and a voice, and very kind of almost like kind of classic, almost primitive blues arrangements.
Yeah, exactly. And it really just shows the ability of Dan Auerbach to get those bass lines and leads out of his guitar while he's singing and doing everything else. And just a great musician.
Mm-hmm. And like such a wild scope to be able to go from that blues, like two instrument blues, to the lush arrangements that we just heard right there. That was Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits on guitar as well on that Dan Auerbach song. And that was his second solo album. He's made two solo albums, and this one came out in I think it was 2017. Waiting on a Song, fun album. We got a few, I guess, different ones for the roundup now. This next lock is a little bit more kind of indie rock oriented, but...
Yeah, we let Connor take the reins for this next block. I'm going to play a little bit of music later in the show, but this is... First, here we got a band that I really just started listening to. Connor knows them well. Who we got here?
We got Built to Spill, and this is a song, Hindsight, off of their album There Is No Enemy from 2009, I think, or 2011 maybe. I saw them live when probably around 2015. They played the song. It was a really great concert. They also played a CCR cover that night. And yeah, you're listening to the Roundup on CILU 102.7.
Thank you. cowgirl. Hey cowgirl.
Dance and laugh
You're tuned into the Roundup on CILU 102.7. That last one there was Dr. Dog with Abandoned Mansion off of their album Abandoned Mansion. And before that, we had Mac DeMarco with Hey Cowgirl off of the Cowboy album. That's not actually the name of his album. It's actually called Here Comes the Cowboy, but I like to call it the Cowboy album.
That's accurate.
It's kind of Mac DeMarco's Cowboy album. And before that, we had some Bama Shakes with I Ain't the Same from Boys and Girls. And we kicked that last block off with Built to Spill with Hindsight. Fun tunes. I know that Mac DeMarco album kind of got a bit of a lukewarm reception from his longtime fans, but I quite enjoyed it. Kind of a bit of tongue-in-cheek lyricism there. And what do we got coming up next?
Well, next, we've got a block of songs here. Was spending some time listening to Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And his genre, I'd call it, would be known as Texas Swing. It was sort of country and Western, really the Western side of country and Western. Fiddle-driven music, real dance music. And he wrote a lot of good songs, a lot of influential songs. Songs that guys like George Strait and Buck Owens recorded and really built part of their sounds around. So I'm going to play a Bob Wills song for you here next, followed by a cover of one, and then a song by an artist who used to be in the Texas Playboys, his band. But here's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with Bubbles in My Beer on CILU 102.7.
Bubbles in my beer. But come in, Tom, and get us the lowdown on it.
Tonight in a bar alone I'm sitting.
Yes?
Apart from the laughter and the cheer.
That's not good.
While scenes from the past rise before me.
Yeah.
Just watching the bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who loved me brings a lone, silent tear to my eyes.
Oh,
I know that my life's been a failure, just watching the bubbles in my beer. travel.
Yeah.
A road paved with heartaches and tears. And I'm seeing the past that I've wasted while watching the bubbles in my beer. As I think of the heart that I've broken and of the golden chances that have passed me by.
I'm afraid that's what you're coming to.
And the dreams that I made now are empty.
Hot now.
As empty as the bubbles in my beer.
It's a purely selfish gesture.
Let's do
the. Oh, yeah. You don't know how good you play.
Is it really
that
good, you know?
And plus, the fact. Oh, you don't know how good you play better than anybody else in the room.
He can't get home if
which
you go by
nobody
else
plays
in the room. Bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. Big creeks up.
And lick creeks double.
Let my car let me come in still. Stay all night.
All right.
Woo!
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
You're here on CILU 102.7, and that was Amanda Shires with Leave It Alone from her 2018 album To the Sunset. Now, she was once a member of the Texas Playboys, playing the fiddle for them. And before that, we had Steve Earle with background vocals from Rodney Crowell, Townes Van Zandt, and Guy Clark, and Susanna Clark, too. That's a clip from the movie Heartworn Highways from the late 70s. Them doing the Bob Wills song Stay All Night. And before that, we had Bob Wills with Bubbles in My Beer. And Connor, yeah, what'd you think about that block? What'd you think about Amanda Shires?
That was a pretty cool song. I actually have to listen to more of her stuff. It really reminds me of the Waxahachie album that I've listened to a few times this year. One of my early favorites from this year.
Yeah, we played them a couple of shows ago. And
kind of like a little very modern take on old country, if you ask me.
Really poppy album, a lot of reverb.
It really like harkens back to the early 2000s style of pop.
Yeah,
you have like Kelly Clarkson and Avril Lavigne, like that kind of style, but mixed with country songwriting.
Yeah, like even she kind of reminds me of like first album Nelly Furtado and some of her stuff. Mm. Like I'm Like a Bird era Nelly Furtado. In this album, a lot of like dreamy reverb and chorus guitar effects. You got Jason Isbell playing all the electric guitar parts on that album. So yeah, great album.
What do you got coming up next?
Next we got a block of three. It's got a couple Canadian artists. We'll start off with two songs, really good banjo parts in them. First off, here is Morning Bound Train by Jimmy Rankin on CILU 102.7.
Cage. Still he waits. child inside will not be tamed. Could it be I'm only love sick? What's ailing me cannot be named. Still I wait without a sound on this train that's morning bound. Oh, 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 I can't sleep at night. Climbing the walls to the beat of the rain. I go through dark to see daylight. The walls to the beat of the rain. I go through dark to see daylight on this morning bound train. On this morning bound train.
Took the fire escape to her room and got stone raging blind. Left my money in the trusting hands of them old steel brothers in a thrash grass band. One day I'm gonna drive up there and give them half my mind. I don't know if it's the wine or the coke that makes her sound like her jaw is broke. She's working hard to make some sense, but she ain't got a dime. I wish to God that I could help her out. I wish I knew what she was talking about. I wish to God that I could get away, but I'm way too drunk to drive. All I know is that when I am good and sober, I am leaving West Virginia for a while. Don't know why, but every time I cross that river, Lord, there's something tears me up, makes me wild. Shot eyes and skin so fair. I believe if I could find my keys, I'd try to drive away. I never planned to leave so soon. I didn't know that he was sweet on you. Go ahead and take her, she ain't worth the time. All I know is that when I am good and sober, I am leaving West Virginia. Cross that river, Lord, there's something tears me up, makes me wild.
Far across the deep blue water lives an old German's daughter on on the banks of the old river Rhine. There I loved her and left her. Now I can't forget her. She was my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, look up toward the heavens each night when them stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I'll love you. You are my pretty Fraulein.
My pretty Fraulein, 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 look up towards the heavens each night as the stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fraulein.
And that was Colter Wall and Tyler Childers with a duet of the standard Fraulein off of Colter Wall's debut album. Before that, we had Tyler Childers' live version of his song Charleston Girl. And before that, we had Jimmy Rankin, a classic Nova Scotia artist. You may know him from the Rankin family. And that was Morning Bound Train.
Almost about the end of this episode, but we've got a couple more for you. When I was listening to the Guess Who, I actually got into them quite recently and realized that a more modern band, the Sheepdogs, have a few similarities to the Guess Who. So I'm going to start this next set off, this last one here, with some Sheepdogs and follow it up with some Guess Who, which I think that the Sheepdogs were directly influenced by. I love both bands. Definitely.
And Sheepdogs, what a live show too. I mean,
yes, I can agree with that one.
What's the name of their lead guitarist? Ewan Carey. I mean, that guy rips. He plays a hell of a show. He's playing a double neck guitar when I saw them.
I saw them at Folk Fest probably last year. They put on a great show. Some bands, you see them at a major festival and they're not really into it. They're just looking to get a paycheck. But the Sheepdogs, really into it the entire time.
Yeah, they
really looked like they were enjoying being there. They were swapping instruments. Lead singer was getting behind the keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh, such a fun show. We're going to play something from their early albums here. This is off their second album called Big Stand, and the tune is called Waiting for the Morning. After that, we're going to follow you up with some Guess Who from their American Woman album, and you'll just have to wait to see what song that is here on the Roundup on CILU 102.7.
Home,
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
This week, we want to give a special shout out to low sodium soy sauce. Because when you use that regular stuff and you dump way too much on your rice, it just overpowers everything. Makes it impossible to eat. So we want to thank you. Yes, you. Low sodium soy sauce for allowing me to make mistakes in the kitchen because I can't really cook. CILU 102.7 FM. This is the show Dead Air. I'm the host, Sean. Today, we are going to do kind of a half and half thing throughout the show. First half is going to be loud music. The second half will be